We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, as I do each week at this time, gives me a great deal of pride and pleasure, with no small measure of humility tossed in as well, just for good measure. It is my privilege to announce the conclusion of the work week, more importantly, beginning of the weekend. Todd Rundgren, do a little drum banging there.
What?
Everybody bang that drum. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day.
All right, Dan.
I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day.
Excellent.
Never happened to me either. Sure it didn't. I don't want to work. I want to bang on the drum all day. That's all. I don't want to play. I just want to bang on the drum all day. Exactly right.
That is correct.
Well, wet though it may be, it is Friday. Last Friday of regular time, that is standard time, as we head, of course, towards DST beginning this weekend. Yes, that's right. The times. They are a-changing.
Go change all your watches and clocks in your home. 1 hour ahead, spring forward, you know. It's
right.
Daylight savings wherever you roam.
This song is not valid in Arizona and Hawaii.
'Cause the times, they are a-changing.
Robert Zimmerman. Well, Bobby Mack, semi-professional player's imitation of Bob Dylan. Great to have you along here. The most heavily commuted and most heavily congested hour of the Bobby Mack Show is underway. 5 o'clock follies. Here's how you join me on the Friday free-for-all, where we talk about whatever's on your mind. Just use the Ingalls Advantage talk line, 800-347-1063. Common Sense Retirement Planning text line number 71307. My email address is bob@1063word.com. You know, of course, why we're getting all of this rain. Well, meteorologically, of course, it's El Nino. But you know the real reason we're getting this all this rain? Climate change. That's right. Climate change is responsible for everything negative that happens in the world of meteorology. Well, not according to the founder of Greenpeace, not exactly famous as a conservative group. Greenpeace co-founder and former president of Greenpeace Canada, Patrick Moore, described the cynical and corrupt machinations fueling the narrative of anthropocentric global warming, climate change, in other words. In an interview this week, Moore explained how fear and guilt are leveraged by proponents of climate change, saying fear has been used all through history to gain control of people's minds and wallets and all else, and the climate catastrophe is strictly a fear campaign. Well, fear and guilt. Fear of killing your children because you're driving them in your SUV and emitting carbon dioxide into the atmosphere, and you feel guilty for doing that. No stronger motivation than those two. Scientists, he went on to say, are co-opted and corrupted by politicians and bureaucracies invested in advancing the narrative of climate change, which used to be global warming, in order to further centralize political power and control. Moore noted how green companies are using taxpayers as parasites via favorable regulations and subsidies, ostensibly justified by the aforementioned narrative's claimed threats, all while enjoying propagandistic protection across the news media. And so you've got the green movement, he said, creating stories that instill fear in the public. You've got the media echo chamber, fake news, repeating it over and over and over again to everybody that they're killing their children. And then you've got the green politicians who are buying scientists with government money to produce fear for them in the form of scientific-looking materials. And then you've got the green businesses, the rent seekers and the crony capitalists taking advantage of massive subsidies, huge tax write-offs, and government mandates requiring their technologies to make a fortune on this. See Al Gore. And then, of course, you've got the scientists who are willingly, they're basically hooked on government grants. When they talk about the 99% consensus among scientists on climate change, that's a completely ridiculous and false number. But most of the scientists, put it in quotes, scientists who are pushing this catastrophic theory are getting paid by public money. They're not being paid by GE or DuPont or 3M to do this research, where private companies expect to get something useful from their research that might produce a better product and make them a profit in the end because people want it, that is, build a better mousetrap. But most of what these so-called scientists are doing is simply producing more fear so that politicians can use it to control people's minds and get their votes because some of the people are convinced, oh, this politician says he can save my children from certain doom. The narrative of man-made global warming or climate change is an existential threat to reason, Moore warned. It's the biggest lie since people thought the Earth was at the center of the universe. This is Galileo-type stuff. If you remember, Galileo discovered the sun was at the center of our solar system and the Earth revolved around it. He was sentenced to death by the Catholic Church, and only because he recanted was he allowed to live in house arrest for the rest of his life. So this was around the beginning of what we call the Enlightenment, when science became the way in which we gain knowledge instead of using superstition and instead of using invisible demons and whatever else, we started to understand you have to have observation of actual events and then you have to repeat those observations over and over again. That is basically the scientific method. But this abomination that's occurring today in the climate issue is the biggest threat to the Enlightenment that has occurred since Galileo. Nothing else comes close to it. This is as bad a thing that has happened to science in the history of science. It's taking over science with superstition and a kind of toxic combination of religion and political ideology. There is no truth to this. It is a complete hoax and a scam. I would agree. There are climatologists, there are meteorologists, there are geologists, there are all kinds of PhD-accredited scientists who agree, by the way, with his opinion and mine. But we are heavily outnumbered and outspent on the climate change front, which leads to the headline of the story that you will hear next, explaining climate change, the new role of the TV weathercaster. Mm-hmm. Good thing that I am a recovering meteorologist because I refuse to toe the line. 5:15 here in the Bobby Mac Show. We'll talk next about how there are various universities that continue to push the climate change communication issue to ensure, of course, that their theme keeps being repeated over and over again. 5:15 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Be right back. Welcome back. Wet and rainy Friday afternoon. The real operative part there, Friday. Okay, let's focus on the positive here. Bobby, that Greenpeace founder, also called out Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and said she's an idiot, which she is. AOC repeatedly makes unverifiable claims, such as saying, when you go outside, it's either hotter than ever or colder than ever. In other words, there's no observation that could contradict her claim. Everything supports it. This would be referred to as junk science. Bobby, let me tell you a short story about climate change. I have a family member, lives around Orangeburg. He worked for SCDOT Building Roads, has fossil shark teeth from all over that area he found while working on roads down there. Gee, I wonder how that could have happened. Bobby, please don't put me in the naughty room again, but I do have a question. I thought we weren't doing Todd Rundgren on Friday. I don't want to work, you know, bang the drum. Did he redeem himself somehow, or was he forgiven? I love the song. I'm all for forgiveness. He's one of my favorite artists during my college youth. The parole board let Todd Rundgren out of jail, finally. 98% of scientists agree that climate change is occurring. You know where that number came from? During the Obama administration, they sent out a letter to just 100 scientists, ones that, by the way, were receiving government grants, and asked them, are you a proponent of anthropogenic global warming? Do you believe that man is causing CO2 to dump into the atmosphere and threaten the planet? And because, of course, all these scientists were receiving government grants, 9 out of 10 of them said yes. There were a couple that said, well, I'm still not certain about that. So that 98% number is bogus. 98% of scientists agree that climate change is occurring and can pose an international threat. By the way, let me make a distinction. Climate change is occurring. Climate change has been occurring from the beginning of millennia. Man-made climate change with CO2 is a ridiculous... You know what percentage of the atmosphere CO2 is? 0.00387, round it up to 0.04% of the atmosphere. CO2 is a trace gas of a trace gas. When did the Republican Party become the anti-science party? When the science became bogus, is the short answer to that. Now, why does this stuff keep getting promoted the way it is? Well, here's a story from our friends at the Collusion News Network, CNN. When most people tune in to their local TV news station, they're used to learning whether it's going to rain tomorrow from the trusted, familiar voice of their favorite TV meteorologist or weathercaster. Increasingly, those viewers are also learning about the effects of climate change in their own communities from those same trusted voices. Yeah, and they're being co-opted. It was once thought to be a topic to be avoided, but many on TV have become emboldened to talk about this subject as their own understanding has evolved. Yeah, and as they've been desperate to hang on to their jobs because if they don't sign on to climate change, you know what happens. Ed Maybach, director of George Mason University's Center for Climate Change Communication, do you even know that this place existed? Has surveyed TV weathercasters since 2010 on their opinions on climate change, as well as the incorporation of the topic into their broadcast. His results show a dramatic shift in the past 10 years. And no wonder they're promoting this dramatic shift. In 2010, the broadcast community was split right down the middle. 50% of those surveyed were convinced that humans were causing climate change. 50% weren't. Of the half who weren't, most acknowledged the climate is changing. No kidding. They just didn't see the human connection. Well, no wonder. There isn't one. What Maybach found most disturbing, however, was that a significant amount, about 20%, didn't even acknowledge that the climate was changing. I would take issue with that. I don't think any meteorologist would disagree that the climate is changing. In his most recent survey conducted in 2017, that number has dropped And now 95% of broadcasters believe the climate is changing. Additionally, 85% of those surveyed see humans as the cause. What changed? MyBack points to an initiative launched in 2010 by Climate Central, a nonprofit news organization of scientists and journalists whose research and reports on climate change called Climate Matters. Does that sound familiar? Something else matters as well, isn't there out there that Soros funds? In any event, as an academic researcher, MyBack partners with Climate Central on the project, tracking the use of the materials and investigating their effectiveness. The program provided weathercasters with tools they previously lacked: localized climate data tailored to a specific TV market, and by the way, also tailored to promote anthropogenic global warming. Jim Gandy, a local TV meteorologist in the deep red state of South Carolina, launched the pilot Climate Matters Project, and MyBack gauged the success of the program by surveying viewers from Gandy's and competitor stations. We found that the more viewers watched Jim's station, the more likely their views on climate change evolved. Well, no wonder. They're pushing it. Of course it evolved. They recognized that it was happening, and it was happening to them locally. Those results gave us confidence to know that when broadcast meteorologists talk to their audiences about climate change, it helped viewers understand that this is real, and it's impacting them. Gandy strives to avoid the politics and stick to the facts of the science. Yeah, the bogus facts of the science. When you tell people this is the fifth hottest summer on record, they kind of look at you like, really? Now, here's a question. Does Mr. Gandy mention that NOAA has fudged the numbers? Gandy has been tracking trends in his state and noticed something that really got his attention. In heat waves of the past, it might have been blazing hot in the daytime. At least you got a little bit of relief at night. You're not getting any relief at night here now. He reasoned that lack of warmth overnight was connected to higher humidity due to a generally warmer climate. Okay. Though summer's heat might be dismissed by some, even when confronted by the temperature facts, yeah, the altered temperature facts to sell climate change, Gandy points to other signs that are harder to dismiss, and he goes on from there. Research is backing up the conclusion that viewers react positively to climate change information being presented by TV weathercasters. In other words, selling George Mason University's Climate Center propaganda. According to a study released by researchers at George Mason, 70% of viewers surveyed were interested in learning about climate change from TV segments. It would be nice if what they learned was total and factual. Ryan Hanrahan took a position as a meteorologist with the NBC affiliate in Hartford in 2005, said, it wasn't so much that I didn't believe it was happening, but rather I saw my job as telling people what to wear tomorrow, the chance of thunderstorms, and to track hurricanes. Says he shied away from talking about it first 5 years at the station. Now he's seeing a different trend, viewers posing more climate questions. This summer, for instance, we had three tornadoes within the span of a few weeks, and I saw comments on social media, why aren't you talking about the link with climate change? How about because there is no link between tornadoes and climate change? But, you know, you've got these propaganda meisters who are making it easier for meteorologists to sell climate change. Do a little reading other than lamestream media and you'll see what I'm talking about. You know, you want to believe in anthropogenic global warming, bless your heart, go right ahead. But it is the biggest scientific hoax in the history of mankind. 5:30 here on the Bobby Mac Show. Annie's ready to go in the news center. I'm right back on the other side here on the Friday free-for-all. Woo! Starting to sound like Springer here. Woo! 5:39 here in the Bobby Mac Show, the wet and rainy Friday free-for-all edition. Ingles Advantage talk line open for you, 800-347-1063. Nancy Pelosi is going to have to find a muzzle for Ilhan Omar and probably for AOC and Congresswoman Tlaib as well. Omar, fresh off her anti-Semitic tweets. And didn't you love the resolution the Democrats pushed through yesterday? Talk about false equivalency. They put every kind of hate in there you could possibly put in, except, of course, hatred of anybody wearing a MAGA hat. You see somebody doing that, it's okay to knock them off their head and assault them. But every other, you know, white nationalists, neo-Nazis, they threw everything but the kitchen sink into the resolution to detract your attention. Hey, look at that bright, shiny thing over there. To detract your attention away from the anti-Semitic tweets that prompted this whole brouhaha in the first place. Well, Omar's not wasting any time. Today, she ripped into former President Barack Obama, who, correct me if I'm wrong, is a member of her own party, and who, by the way, has been busy trying to rewrite his presidential legacy. Oh, we never had any scandals when I was in office, other than, of course, Benghazi and Hillary's email server and Fast and Furious. Other than that, we had no scandals at all. Well, Ms. Omar today belittled Obama's, quote, pretty face and saying his agenda of hope and change was an illusion. She cited the caging of kids at the Mexican border. And by the way, she's the first Democrat that I can recall who has ever mentioned that ripping babies from the arms of their mothers at the border was a policy that was in place under the Obama administration before Donald Trump ever decided to run for president. But you never hear that, of course, from the media echo chamber. She was also critical of the droning of countries around the world on Obama's watch and argued he wasn't much different from President Trump. We can't be only upset with Trump, she said. His policies are bad, but many of the people who came before him also had really bad policies. Well, bad policies in her estimation, because she's a Somali Muslim and she hates to see her fellow Muslims who have declared war on this country, ISIS, Al-Qaeda, the Taliban, as Obama used to call them, declared war on us on 9/11. They were just more polished than he was, than Trump. And that's not what we should be looking for anymore. We don't want anybody to get away with murder. And I would hasten to point out to her that when this nation is attacked by Islamic jihadists and we respond by killing them in what is a war zone, that is not murder, that is war. We don't want anybody to get away with murder because they are polished. We want to recognize the actual policies that are behind the pretty face and the smile. The explosive comments about a man lionized by Democrats, the latest in a series of incendiary statements that have put the national spotlight on Omar, a Somali-American Muslim who spent 4 years in a refugee camp in Kenya after her family fled the violence in their homeland of Somalia. Yeah, and thanks a lot for welcoming us with open arms, America, allowing me to settle in a Somali-dominated district and get elected to Congress. What a great country! Not, according to her. In February, her second month in office, yeah, she's been busy, Omar responded to a tweet about House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy's threat to punish her and another congresswoman, that would be Tlaib, for criticizing Israel, saying, "It's all about the Benjamins, baby," tweeting a line from a Puff Daddy song. Critics said Omar was perpetuating a hateful trope about Jewish Americans and money. So now she's gone after Obama. She may have stepped on her burqa with this one because, you know, you start being critical of the sainted Barack Hussein Obama And Nancy Pelosi may call you into the speaker's office and have a quiet word with you. Not that it'll do any good. You know, she's on a mission, just like the Blues Brothers. She's on a mission. Bobby, if we could strip away all of the water in the oceans, we would have a good view of a large part of what causes global warming cycles, undersea volcanoes. We are infinitesimally small on this rock. By the way, sunspots as well. Where is the... I'm sorry, there's more of this. Let me go back to the beginning. If we could strip away all the water in the oceans, we would have a good view of a large part of what causes global warming cycles, undersea volcanism, along with sunspots, gravitational pull from the sun and the moon, movement of ocean waters, and the liquid rock under the oceans and continents. We are infinitesimally small on this rock. Bobby, I wish that Omar witch would take her back to whatever Somali hole she came from. Hate-filled, disgusting witch. Spelled differently. Gotcha. Quarter before six here on the Bobby Mack Show. Take a quick break here and then be right back with more as we cruise on a wet and rainy Friday. Bob McLean. Welcome back. Great to have you along. 5:51. It's 9 before 6 here on the Bobby Mack Show. Bobby, after driving on roads in Georgia, I've decided that Spartanburg County has the worst roads ever. That would be woat, right? Kind of the opposite of goat. Greatest of all time. Worst of all time. Bobby, I love the daylight savings time spot with President Trump and the shrieking snowflake. Well done. Thank you. Lou is on the phone this afternoon. He is in Campobello. Hi, Lou. I guess probably relatively wet in your environs.
It's wet, raining, wet, rain. Does it ever end?
Eventually. Whenever, Bobby, whenever that may be.
Did I really hear a Muslim woman from Somali accusing somebody else of murder?
Yeah. Yeah.
So this is a country where murder and hijacking are considered honorable professions.
Right.
You could probably major in it in college, but I tell you what, I love it. She's turning to just proving she's eating her own. They're talking about the anointed one. This can't be good for her.
You know, I just hope that Omar and Tlaib and AOC keep talking and keep getting extensive media coverage and become the new face of the Democrat Socialist / Muslim Party, replacing Botox Nancy. She can't hold a candle to them for entertainment value.
Bobby, what do you think would have happened if she would have come out, instead of attacking Israel, she would have said black lives didn't matter?
Yeah.
And I'm not condoning that, but what if she would have said black lives didn't matter or the blue lives don't matter? Do you think anybody is going to ante up and stop this woman?
I wonder how long Pelosi is going to keep her unmuzzled.
Well, when all the Democratic presidential campaigns signed up for the Green Deal,
right.
I'm wondering, I never thought I'd say this, I'm wondering if Pelosi is left enough to lead the Democratic Party.
That's a question that Joe Biden is asking himself at this very minute.
I mean, I think Bernie Sanders, they've eclipsed Bernie Sanders. This is probably going to be, 2020 will be the most entertaining election I think we've ever had. I mean, you're going to square off Donald Trump versus the socialists.
Yep. And probably, at least in my opinion, will be the biggest landslide since Reagan's second term.
You know something, Bobby? I'd love to say, yeah, you're right. But just remember, this is the same country that elected Obama twice.
Yeah. Yeah, but Obama, at least, was a polished scoundrel. Omar was right about that. The silver-tongued Obama could sell refrigerators to Eskimos. And, of course, you know, eventually, even the people that voted for him, and I hear from them on the show, say, yeah, okay, I get it now. You know, I was hoodwinked.
well, but you know, then again, they're going to have to make a decision. I mean, the Democrats are going to put a socialist up. I mean, if it's Bernie Sanders, I don't think Biden's got enough to get it. But if it's Bernie Sanders, what degree of socialism are the Democrats going to support? Are they going to say, well, you know, Bernie Sanders is only 90% socialist. Let's
right.
vote for him.
Yeah.
I mean, think about it. We're probably going to have an admitted socialist running for the president of the United States.
Yeah, and we've had it before. Back in the 20s and 30s, there was a guy whose name escapes me now who ran every time and eventually quit running because he said, and I'm paraphrasing him here, but this is very close, I don't need to run on a socialist platform anymore. The Democrats will do it for me. I don't think he knew how right he was.
Didn't Gus Hall used to run on the, what was he? Was a Communist Party, wasn't he?
Correct.
Gus Hall?
Yeah, yeah. Gus Hall ran as the Communist, whatever, the Workers' Party or whatever the commies called it. Yeah.
The only difference between him and AOC, we openly laughed at Gus Hall.
Yeah, that's true. And I guess the good news is the support. You know, what people overlook, AOC was elected in a minority district. So, of course, you know, and she replaced another Democrat. It's not as if she defeated some conservative Republican in the borough of Queens or Brooklyn or wherever she comes from. She beat another Democrat who was not as far left, didn't promise all the freebies that she did.
Well, the only thing that worries me, the Democrats excel at getting people out to vote. And the Democrats, I hate to say this, are more unified than the Republicans. No matter who they put up, the Democrats are going to vote for. And if the Republicans stay home in 2020, I'm hoping it's not a reversal of what happened with Trump in 2016.
Well, with all the encouragement we have on the economic front, I don't think, and especially when Republicans are facing the challenge of having a socialist in the White House, I think they'll turn out in droves. Now, I may be wrong. I've been wrong before.
I hope you're right, Lisa. That's the way I pray.
Yep.
Thanks, Bobby.
Me too. Thank you, Lou. Good to have you here today. Bobby, don't worry. We'll be in a drought by June. Yeah, you watch. There won't be a drop of rain from June 1st to August 31st. Geez, incredible. Obama created that Somali congressional district by resettling some 70,000 of them. The only reason I can see for that was that he wanted foreign nationals in Congress. Well, she, of course, is a naturalized citizen and very proud of America, as you see in her expressions on Twitter. Stand by. Bonus hour still on the way here on the Friday Free-for-All.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.